Speaker, good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. The bill before us makes the practice of massage therapy by an unlicensed individual a serious misdemeanor. Mr. Speaker, there is an amendment.
There is an amendment. Clerk, call off the amendment.
H1209 by Comfort of Polk.
Chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Confers, for opening remarks on Amendment H1209.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this amendment ensures that those who are charged with the practice of falsely presenting themselves as licensed massage therapists who can prove that they are victims of human trafficking will have an affirmative defense and therefore will not necessarily be subject to further prosecution, and we can protect victims. I worked closely with members of law enforcement, the county attorneys, and the sheriff's department to make sure that they were comfortable with this, and they were. And I appreciate Representative Kaufman for working with me on this amendment, and those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? Chair recognizes the gentleman from Cedar, Representative Kaufman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to thank Representative Confers for bringing this amendment forth. I think this is a good amendment that makes the bill better. The goal of this is to fight human trafficking, and I think that this amendment does just that, so I would recommend that my caucus support this amendment.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Confers, for closing remarks on Amendment H1209.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would urge my caucus to support this as well, and I would move the amendment.
Lady from Polk moves Amendment H1209. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. We are back on Senate File 267 as amended. Is there discussion? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the gentleman. The gentleman from Cedar moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Chair hears none. The clerk will read.
Senate File 267, a bill for an act relating to the practice of massage therapy and providing penalties being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of its passage will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Grassley votes aye. Jones votes aye. Bacon votes aye. Hall votes aye. Zumba votes aye. Kressig votes aye. Eisenhart votes aye. Winschittle votes aye. Have you all voted? Clerk will close the machine and record your vote. House, give attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 96. Those voting nay, 1. Absent or not voting, 3. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? Chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Jones, Representative McKean, for opening remarks on House File 675.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to substitute Senate File 590. Which is identical to House File 675.
Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. We are on Senate File 590. Further opening remarks, Representative McKean.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. thank you very much for your assistance on this piece of legislation. While it's not perfect, it certainly makes the best of an important situation and is the best use, in my opinion, of the scarce resources we have in this particular important responsibility that we have. And I would ask that the bill be read for the third and last time and placed on its passage.
The gentleman from Jones moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Chair hears none. The clerk will read.
Senate File 590, a bill for an act relating to the Indigent Defense Fund by a state public defender for costs incurred by a privately retained attorney representing an indigent person being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. James votes aye. Jones votes no. Lundgren votes aye. Klein votes aye. Grassley votes aye. Winchittle votes aye. Nielsen votes aye. Jacoby votes no. Abdul Samad votes no. Have you all voted? Speaker Upmeyer votes aye. Have you all voted? Clerk will close the machine and record your vote. House will give attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 77. Those voting nay, 21. Absent or not voting, 2. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? Chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Henson, for opening remarks on House File 740.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. House File 740 has two provisions in the bill that have been part of the Standing Appropriations Bill since the early 2000s. We've not withstood the code's budget process since the 2005 session, and the language about a salary model administrator goes back as far as the 2002 session. So what this bill does is it basically puts those into code. Mr. Speaker, those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? Chair recognizes the gentleman from Woodbury, Representative Hall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I served on the subcommittee with Representative Henson, and her comments reflect what we heard at the subcommittee, so I would encourage the body to support this bill.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Henson, for closing remarks on House File 740.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to thank Representatives Hall and Sorensen for serving on the subcommittee, and I move the bill.
Lady from Lynn moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Chair hears none. The clerk will read.
House File 740, a bill for an act related to the state budget process being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Winchittle votes aye. James votes aye. Jones votes aye. Worthen votes aye. Lundgren votes aye. Nielsen votes aye. Grassley votes aye. Speaker Upmeyer votes aye. Klein votes aye. Have you all voted? Clerk will close the machine and record your vote. House give attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 98. Those voting nay, 0. Absent or not voting, 2. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? Chair hears none. The title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Henson, for opening, excuse me. Chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Henson, for opening remarks on Senate File 567.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, good evening again, ladies and gentlemen of the House. As File 567 relates to professional licensing and the ability for licensing boards to deny, revoke, or suspend a license because of a felony conviction. This bill makes it easier for individuals with nonviolent convictions to get electrical, plumbing, and HVAC licenses. And for those with violent convictions, the bill will still allow the boards the ability under the proper justification and extenuating circumstance to grant exceptions. Also, we want to make sure that we're providing training to inmates while they're in prison. Makes sense, though, to only offer that to those who would be eligible to get the license once they are released from prison. So this bill makes it so that the Iowa Department of Corrections will enroll an inmate in an apprenticeship program only if that inmate is able to obtain the necessary license to practice once they get out of prison. Mr. Speaker, there are amendments.
There are amendments. The clerk will call up the first amendment.
H1115 by Committee on State Government.
Chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Henson, for opening remarks on Amendment H1115.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening again, ladies and gentlemen of the House. This amendment provides guidelines for the boards to consider for those exemptions. It grandfathers anyone with one of the restricted crimes who's already been granted a license. We already have issued them the license. They don't need to reapply. And then it narrows this to specific felonies. Rather than saying a conviction of a crime that's violent or sexual in nature, it specifies which of those crimes would be excluded. Those are my opening comments on the amendment.
There's an amendment to the amendment. Clerk will call up the amendment.
H1217 by Nielsen of Johnson.
Chair recognizes the lady from Johnson, Representative Nielsen, for opening remarks on Amendment H1217.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I have offered this amendment today because of the tone-deaf process we as a body use when passing legislation. This year alone, I have listened as my colleagues
you so much for your input. It is a better bill after having been through our chamber. And it also, I think it's important to note that nothing in this legislation prohibits an employer from doing a background check after they've been through this process. There was some concern about that, and I think, you know, the board is going to do their check, and then the employer can also do their check on that end. And so at this point, this bill is really about second chances and making sure we're getting people back into the workforce. Mr. Speaker, I move the bill.
Lady from Lynn moves the bill to be asked, read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Chair hears none. The clerk will read.
Senate File 567, a bill for an act relating to disqualification from holding certain professional licenses for persons convicted of certain crimes being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Winshittle votes aye. Meyer Polk votes aye. Jones votes aye. Klein votes aye. Have you all voted? Clerk will close the machine and record your vote. House will give attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 98. Those voting nay, 0. Absent or not voting, 2. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? Chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Losey, for opening remarks. House File 679, we are on Amendment H1164.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Excuse me. The Amendment H1164 is an amendment to the Substantive Code Editor's Bill to remove one particular section of the bill, and I'd entertain any questions about
it. Is there discussion on the amendment? Chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Confirst.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I am so excited for the opportunity to talk again about the Code Editor's Bill. But I do believe this just is in line with what the Senate did, and I support this change.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Losey, for closing remarks on Amendment H1164.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House concur in the Senate Amendment H1164 and ask the body to vote aye.
Gentleman from Polk moves adoption of Amendment H1164. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And the amendment is adopted. Gentleman from Polk, Representative Losey, moves House File 679 as amended. Gentleman from Polk moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Chair hears none. The clerk read.
House File 679, a bill for an act relating to statutory corrections, which may be adjusting language to reflect current practices, insert earlier admissions, delete redundancies and inaccuracies, delete temporary language, resolve inconsistencies and conflicts, updating ongoing provisions, or removing
title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Henson, for opening remarks on Amendment H1195.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This amendment simply is a corrective amendment for a strike after section of the bill, so we don't inadvertently strike the powers that would require every action for a conservator to go get court approval. Those are my opening comments on the amendment.
Is there a discussion on the amendment? Chair recognizes the lady from Clinton, Representative Wolf.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I would recommend to my caucus that they concur in the Senate amendment on this bill and also on the next bill we're going to deal with, which also addresses guardianship. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Henson, for closing remarks on Amendment H1195.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House concur in the Senate Amendment H1195 and ask the body to vote aye.
Lady from Lynn moves adoption of Amendment H1195. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. Lady from Lynn moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Chair hears none. The clerk will read.
House File 591, a bill for an act relating to juvenile court's jurisdiction over minor guardianship proceeding and including effective date and applicability provisions being enacted by a General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question, how is shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Winchettle votes aye. Grassley votes aye. Hagenow votes aye. Have you all voted? Clerk will close the machine and record your vote. House give attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 97. Those voting nay, 0. Absent or not voting, 3. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? Chair hears none. The title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Henson, for opening remarks on House File 610. We are on the Senate Amendment, H1197.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This amendment simply clarifies the definition for assistive animal and also changes the effective date to January 1st of 2020.
Is there a discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Henson, for closing remarks on Amendment H1197.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House concur in the Senate Amendment H1197 and ask the body to vote aye.
Lady from Lynn moves adoption of Amendment H1197. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it, and the amendment is adopted. Lady from Lynn moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections?
for their business to move to the House.